Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Hey, it's a great day to run in and out of the shadows of shame. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Another crazy week in the rear view. We'll take it all on. Split decision with the groundhogs. Everybody's polarized. Phil, even the groundhogs. Phil saw his shadow 6 more weeks of winter, he says, but Staten Island Chuck, who has a pretty good track record, didn't. So an early spring. And Phyllis, Phil's ex-wife who moved to Florida, says 6 more weeks of coffee and donuts. I'm with Phyllis, but I'd like to extend that to another 6 weeks after that. How about that? We're going to take it on. Crazy week indeed. GOP showing their MAGA traits. The Vengeance Tour on full tilt in the House as they oust Omar, Schiff, Swalwell from committees. And they show their true MAGA, true blue, true red, I guess we should say. And they're flashing their low IQs with Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene making ludicrous speeches. We'll talk about all of that. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Is it a shame? Well, yeah, they got some snubs. We'll talk about that, the nominees. And the voting is up for the class of 2023. Fan votes until April 28th. All of that, so much more. Love to get you in the mix. Oh, and of course, great music. Your Forgotten 45s, birthdays, etc., all involved. Are you listening live? It is Saturday, February 4th, an early start, 8 a.m. out west, 10 a.m. central, and 11 a.m. here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, pop in the chat box, tagging along for the live ride, and Twitter, 24/7, of course, at AD Writes, with the already talented TCS crew handling things for us. Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Old Navy. It's time to bundle up for great styles and savings at Old Navy. And by PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkwe Show and those robust roundtables. Yours truly in a mix of quite a few raucous entanglements this past week. Oh, and there's that Chinese spy balloon over Montana. Are they going to shoot it down or what? Up, up, and away. And welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkwe Show.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can.
You play with her, and then you throw it away.
Why do you use me? Try to confuse me. How can you stand to be so cruel? Why don't you free me from this prison? For serve my son as a fool.
It's a shame the way you mess around with the man. It's a shame. You won't appreciate the love we try to make. Oh, it's a, got to be a shame.
Why do you use me? Why do you confuse me? How can you stand to be so cruel?
Your mother on you. Oh, I feel something, baby. And I want you to know about it. Yeah, I want you to feel it too.
If you get the notion, you can't stop the groove, but you just won't
move.
Got my thumb roots down, got my diamond in the back.
Why knock it off? No joke. My body needs action.
notion. If you get the notion, you can't stop the group, oh, you just won't move. Got my sunroof down, got my diamond in the mouth.
Put on your jacket, wiggle, go, man, if you know what I
or George Santos?
Well, right now I think it is the president, Joe Biden, unfortunately.
They call you the egg hustler. I'm going to raise $1 to $10 million to retell the January 6th story. I'm not going to let that day go down in history as a day of bastards.
Now shut up, Leo, for a second. Shut up for a second. Listen.
You shut up. You shut up. You went personal.
If you're going to talk about
Don Lemon, girl, you're a black gay man with a white husband, and you make $4 million a year.
I am absolutely armed in Washington, D.C., and I even decided to bring a puppy here today.
Oh.
You're the freaking governor of Arizona. You just won an incredibly tough race.
The LGBTQ+ industrial complex.
I'm a genius. At the end of the day, I'm somebody who in a functioning society would be rewarded for being a genius.
Frankly, I don't think we ought to have Chinese nationals in institutions of higher learning.
The Chiefs made short work of the Bungles. I mean, Bengals.
In our free enterprise system, in keeping every American safe by preparing us.
All this money to liberate Ukraine from the Russians, why are we not sending an armed force north to liberate Canada from Trudeau? And I mean it.
He never wanted to show his empathetic side. He's
no.
Like, I'm dealing with China. I'm dealing with
yeah.
Russia.
The good news for the Republican Party, there are many, many talented people for years to come. But there is only one Donald Trump.
President Obama received a Nobel Prize for doing nothing but winning a presidential election while being black.
You care about
president? Yes, go ahead.
Show me anything from the third world that is as beautiful as Beethoven's Fifth. You can't. Some things are more beautiful than others.
The judge should declare me the rightful winner. I am the rightful winner.
I'm not a Russian spy. Where does this all come from?
Girls leave behind. The reason I know
all want to spend Barrett Strong's money on the Amy Bentharkley Show. It did farewell to one of Motown's original artists. That was his big hit that he had solo, but he was a big writer, a co-writer of many of the Motown classic songs, including heavyweights like Edwin Starr's War and Ball of Confusion from The Temptations. Edwin Starr passed away earlier this week at the age of 81. Thank you, Mr. Strong, for the music. It lives on and on. Cleanup Woman from Betty Wright with a wink and a nod to Sheila in honor of Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was Kevin McCarthy's cleanup woman in the Congress, also occasional cleanup woman to George Santos, and certainly for the former grifter-in-chief, you know who. Amazing, astonishing, and disheartening, her rise to power. We'll talk more about that. Speaking of the GOP, the week that was, according to the Lincoln Project, they have to cull through all kinds of craziness and pare it down to 2 minutes and change, and we have a good time with it every week because they say some nutty stuff. Shame, shame, shame from Shirley and Company for Hardy irregular Nixie chiming in on the PopNet chat box with a big thank you to her for listening to my, she says, I'm listening to the PopNet shows now too, so I'm very happy about that. Thank you. And It's a Shame from the Spinners. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees for the class of 2023. Their second time, second try at it. If you like the Spinners, you can vote. We'll give you details. Up, Up, and Away from the Fifth Dimension in honor of that weird Chinese spy balloon that people are talking about. I'm not sure what's going to happen there, how serious it is, or what's going on. Fright Wing having some fun with it. And, of course, it's serious enough, when you talk about national security, to put the kibosh, at least temporarily, on Secretary of State Antony Blinken's trip to China. So we'll see more about that as it unfolds. Lots of things unfolding in the world of Congress, where the MAGAs have taken over and they're showing their true colors. That is for sure. It's craziness over there. It's a shame. They've ousted Ilhan Omar by a vote of 218 to 211 to get her off the Foreign Affairs Committee yesterday. Not a fan of Ilhan Omar's, but on her worst day, she's better, smarter, more credible than Marjorie Taylor Greene on her best day, if you know what I mean. Also, Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell were tossed off the Intelligence Committee that McCarthy could just do by fiat. But meanwhile, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is insurrectionist or insurrectionist adjacent, she's a crazy QAnon conspiracy person, she is on heavy committees now. Remember, she was a backbencher, kicked off her committees last time? Well, she's on Homeland Security, Oversight, and the Select Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. Ouch. This woman is a power player. Nuts. And made a real fool out of herself on the floor, spouting, along with her IQ, sister in IQ, Lauren Boebert, who barely won her election and should be packing her bags but wants to pack heat on the congressional floor. And they're all wearing these AR-15 pins, have you noticed, in the MAGA group? It's nuts. But she says that we have to step up our game and add arms to this country because we only have 46% of the world's guns in this country, but we're 4% of the population. So, yeah, we're not armed enough. That's what our problem is. Ouch. And as for Taylor Greene, she's now equating, really, this takes some chutzpah, and it's sad. She's equating Ashley Babbitt's mother, Ashley Babbitt, the insurrectionist who was killed by a Capitol police officer on January 6th for storming the Capitol and trying to break in when she was told to get down. They're making a martyr out of her. They have made a martyr out of her on the MAGA right. But she's equating her mother with the mother of Tyree Nichols, who was beaten to death by the cops in Memphis. That is disgraceful. I'm sorry. It just is disgraceful. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, and this woman is in a power position now. Very scary. Steve Schmidt, you know, who is trying to still on the reparation tour for putting Sarah Palin on the ticket with John McCain some years back, is definitely an anti-Trumper, an anti-MAGA guy, and very eloquent. He says in one of his articles, when you feel hopeless, it's within your power to change it. This is key to changing America and rescuing her from its MAGA Congress, which is filled with the lowest collection of character in our history. Their unworthiness is our burden, not our fate. I hope that's true. It's our burden, not our fate. That means we have some control to vote them out, kick them out, and take control. You have to vote. Now, what's on our side when we come to 2024, and of course it's too early to even talk about it in all sincerity, but you have to prepare, is the fact that at least the election deniers didn't win the crucial races of governor and secretary of state in most of those states. So shenanigans will not be as easy to pull off. But don't think they're not going to try, because they are. They're already trying now. And Trump, of course, is the only one who's announced that he's going to run. He's already made comments, like he made back in 2016, that if he doesn't get the nomination, he may run as an independent, which, of course, puts fear of you-know-what into the possible opponents, but he's welcoming a lot of crowd. Like Nikki Haley supposedly is going to throw a hat into the ring in a couple of weeks. I think she's trying to set herself up to become the VP pick for either Trump or DeSantis. But he wants Pompeo in the race. He wants DeSantis in the race. He wants Pence. He wants Christie. He wants a crowded field like they had in 2016 because he never won the majority, and he never won the majority in the popular vote. He eked out the Electoral College in 2016, lost it in 2020, and will lose it again, likely. But he could win the nomination if he pushes people out, and this is the key. So beware, be warned. Of course, maybe if he gets indicted, it might help. I'm not sure if that's going to happen, but we'll see. Speaking of which, Jenna says, why is he not in jail already? Never mind talking about running for president again. It's crazy. It's outrageous. Our country is gone. You know where to you know where. Well, I'm not sure what that means, but I get your commentary there. Resistance Poet says, Mike Pompeo is also a disgrace. He will never be president despite what his wife tells him. Well, they all want in. Remember what the sweepstakes were like in 2016, but nobody thought Trump could get it either. That's the point. And now it's pretty crazy. Trump is done. He should be done, but he seems to keep coming back. Yeah. Okay. Rooting for the New York City DA to finally get off the stick, so says Glenda. Well, we'll see. They're opening the investigation, so they say. Again, it's give and take, approach avoidance. This thing goes on, and it seems to go on forever. So on the carousel we go. Hey, speaking of which, happy belated birthday to Graham Nash, who hung out with the Hollies and another group I can't think of right now. Celebrate 81. I'm February 2nd. I'm the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Riding along on a carousel, trying to catch up to you. Riding along on a carousel, will I catch up to you? Horses chasing, cause they're racing, Sony X so far.
animal carpet wall to wall. American made is 5 foot tall and smooth. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what they've said to you. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train. All on board the train. I've been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your Casablanca going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Blow across the hang in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Stripes your leathers we can wear at home. Well, let me hear you now. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train.
This is how you make yourself vanish into nothing. And this is how you make yourself worthy of the love that she gave to you back when you didn't own a beautiful thing. And this is how you make yourself call your mother. And this is how you make yourself closer to your brother. Remember him back when he was small enough to help you sing. You thought God was an architect. Now you know he's something like a pipe bomb ready to blow. And everything you built, it's all for show, goes up in flames in 24 frames. Every
That beautiful song from Phil Collins some years back still resonates today with all the homelessness and sadness out there. And the Andrew Gatharkoe Show, Another Day in Paradise. Happy belated birthday to Phil Collins, celebrated his 72nd birthday on January 30th. And speaking of birthdays, I forgot last week to honor Neil Diamond, who celebrated his 82nd birthday on January 24th, one point known as the Jewish Elvis, a rock and pop mainstay for decades, and feted with that great show, they say, I haven't seen it yet, Beautiful Noise on Broadway, and it was touching to see that he showed up on opening night and led the crowd in Sweet Caroline and so forth. He's had some health issues, so good for you, Neil. I hope your musical does well, and your music, of course, lives on and on, that's for sure. Loved him since I was a kid. The young gun from the birthday bunch this week, Jason Isbell, celebrated his 44th birthday on February 1st, and that great song, 24 Frames. What a great sound he has, right? And a pair from Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, twice inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Graham Nash, celebrated his 81st birthday on February 2nd with Marrakesh Express, a tune that he had written during the tail end of his tenure with the Hollies. They discarded it because they didn't think it could be a hit, but it found its way into the canon of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and with the Hollies on a carousel, indeed. It is the Amy Beth Darkaway Show, creativity. Oh, it's so subjective, isn't it? What's good, what's bad? You know, you talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The vote is open, the fan vote, until April 28th. You can go to the rockandrollhalloffame.com, see the fan ballot, and vote up to five artists each day until April 28th. So if you like people like the Spinners, we mentioned earlier, their second time trying out to get in there, or you like Rage Against the Machine, also a second time, Sheryl Crow, first-time nominee, Warren Zevon, first-time nominee. I'm surprised he's not already in there. Cyndi Lauper. I'm not sure if she's been nominated before, but, again, she should be there. She, I believe, is leading the leaderboard, if you can also see who's how the vote's going. A whole bunch of folks there. Take a look at it. And there were some snubs. Yes, America's Not In Again. Marcy, Andy, Petty, our friends, we're always talking about that. Dan Fogelberg, Jim Croce, a whole slew of snubs. I'm not sure how they work it out, but you never know next year. But the ones that are in, if you're or nominated, if you want them in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, feel free to vote. RockandRollHallOfFame.com. Look at the fan ballot. Up to five artists each day, up until April 28th. So there you go. We'll talk more about that, I'm sure, in the weeks to come. It is subjective indeed. And also what creativity can do, it can make you feel better. You delve into it, reconnect with your inner artist, like Mandy in Chappaqua, not too far from my neck of the woods, who says, thanks for the push. The journaling really helps me focus on painting, sculpting, and contemplating poetry. You might say I'm a Renaissance woman without the talent. Well, I would never say that, because I'm sure you have plenty of talent. And by the way, talent is 10% inspiration and 90% perspiration. So get at it. Show up at the page, the canvas, whatever your medium is, and great things, believe me, can happen. They can. I had a great writing day yesterday. Today, maybe not so much. You know, it's always that way. It's give and take off and on, but just keep at it, and you'll get there, Mandy. Thanks so much. Keep us posted. Inspiration action. Hey, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also egging other folks on. If you need a little push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. The first one, of course, is on me, but either way, please reach out via the website, amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And while you're there, you can peruse my stories. The award-winning Eliza Gordon Mysteries are available, other goodies, and there are places to chime in with guest suggestions. Big story for Forgotten 45 requests, and links to the podcast and social media connections. One-stop creative shop at the website, amybetharkawy.com. A couple of passages to note. I just found out this morning that Melinda Dillon, the Academy Award-winning nominated actress for her roles in Malice and Third Encounters, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, as well as, of course, the iconic role as the mom in A Christmas Story, passed away at the age of 83. And earlier this week, we lost Cindy Williams, who, of course, was Shirley Feeney, and later Shirley Feeney Meany on Laverne and Shirley, also in American Graffiti and other great roles. She passed away at the age of 75. And Lisa Loring, you might not know that name, but you certainly know the character. She was the original Wednesday Addams on show The Addams Family back in the 60s. So passages go on, but when you're on TV, you never die.
They sit at home to watch the show coming on the little screen. A man named Ike was in the White House, big black limousine. There were many shows to follow, from Hooters to Tootyville. So I saw them all, I I can't recall which cartoon was real. The coonskin cap, Yankee bat, the hound dog man, big start. The A-bomb fears, Annette had ears, I lusted in my heart. A young man from Boston that sailed the new frontier, and we watched the dream dead end in Dallas. They buried innocence that year. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV. We gathered round to hear the sound coming on. Call by the hand, it was time to laugh, time to sing, time to join the band. But all too soon, we hit the moon and covered up the sky. They built their bomb and aimed their gun, and still I don't know why. The dominoes tumbled, and big business roars. Every night at six, they showed the pictures and counted up the score. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV. The old man rocked among his dreams, a prisoner of the fort. The light, he said, at the end of the tunnel was nothing but a burglar's torch. And them that was caught in the cover are all rich and free, but they chained my mind to an endless tomb when they took my only son from me. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV.
was great, but now it's out of date. Easy is the thing to share. Last night I was watching old Tom Mix. My TV broke, boy, I was in a fix. I got on the phone, called my man, said, get here, Daddy, as fast as you can.
TV is the thing this year.
Oh, yes, TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. He turned my dial to Channel 1. I knew that this was gonna be fun. He turned my dial to Channel 2. That station thrilled me through and through. He moved one notch to Channel 3. I said, I love what you're doing to me. He said, wait a minute, try Channel 4. Just about the time someone knocked on the door.
TV is the thing this year.
Oh, yeah.
TV is the thing.
Trying to tell you, radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. The way he eased into Channel 5, I swore my man had fluid drive. We moved once more to Channel 6. Then he opened up his bags of tricks. On Channel 7, the show was late. We got our kicks on Channel 8. He turned my dial to Channel 9 and said, baby, your set is working fine. He moved a little to Channel 10. Then we started all over again. When he finally hit my Channel 11, I cried, Mama, he treats your daughter good.
TV is the thing this year.
Yes, it is.
TV is the thing this year.
Radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. Baby, my TV set will need fixing just about this time every night.
Like how it is on TV.
Somebody
story of my life. Billy Joel sleeping with the television on for Fritzy on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. TV is a thing this year from Dinah Washington, and a pair of themes, Laverne and Shirley theme, Shlemazel. Yeah, I love that theme. I remember it when I was a kid, the great Cindy Williams, who passed away at the age of 75 now, reunited with Laverne, Penny Marshall, of course. And the Addams Family theme, in honor of the original Wednesday Addams, Lisa Loring. John Fogerty, too, with that great song, I Saw It on TV. If you saw it on TV, it will never go away completely, that's for sure. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Happy to have you with us. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. Miss anyone, hear it again. Follow us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm going to listen, Select Editions, Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream as well, and NYS Talk. PodStream is for the Legal Eagles. You know, if you're one of them, that we covered that crazy anti-freeze murder trial, retrial of Mark Jensen, who was accused of killing and convicted of killing his wife in 1998. Overturned on a technicality, got a retrial, convicted again, and he's vowing to appeal a third time. Go now. And the Alex Murdoch case, of course, is on deck now. We're covering that crazy case. In the weeds with a lot of financial stuff right now, but that case is very strange and intriguing as well. All of that being said, let's go around the social media horn one final time before we sashay out of this particular venue on the MAGA Congress front. 5050 says, it's pretty disgusting how Trump is out free to run around, run again and run off his mouth, still lying about the 2020 election, and some MAGAs are his co-conspirators. They're still working in Congress. This is pretty serious. Indeed it is, and we have to take it seriously and heed the words of Steve Schmidt. There's something we can do about it. It's called voting, campaigning, and rooting these people out of office, that's for sure. Cynthia says, how is it possible that it's okay for them to denigrate people, throw people off committees, and not even pay their bills? The debt ceiling is looming, and that's going to be another crisis for the country and the world. Indeed, pretty bad. Amy Bean, I like the name, says, wow, this Congress is disgraceful. To limit our investment in our democracy shows that the MAGA Congress would rather bitch about election issues without any kind of plan for election integrity, and they don't care about our debts. Indeed, that is pretty true. As far as Trump goes, Marlene chimes in, let's get the orange stain indicted and prosecuted already. This is very important that this man pay for his crime. Slowly but surely, he will be erased. I'm still waiting for that day. But I'm with you, Marlene, indeed. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget, as we said, all the shows are archived for podcasts. You can also reach out via social media. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. And thank you to Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters from TCS. And thank you. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. I'm going to leave you with a few songs that honor the day the music died. That's what they called it on February 3rd, 1959, in that horrible plane crash that we lost the lives of Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and J.P. the Big Bopper Richardson. So we're going to play a few songs for them. There is a special that we did a couple of years ago. It was an Arts Wire top pick and featured on the Arts Radio Network. I did display it on that day yesterday on various social media outlets. We'll do it again. You can look for it wherever you get your podcasts, called Oh Buddy, which honors the music and celebrates all of that. So for more of that, if you're inclined, feel free to join in the fun regarding that. But in the meantime, it never really died. The music is still raving on. Thank you, Buddy Holly, and thank you. You know I love you all.
Well, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you. Rave on. The way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking.
Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a pony tail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, make the world go round. Ain't another in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
I love you so well.